In the passion and death of Christ this day, the Lord peered into the mystery of our sinfulness and abandonment of God. He sees the horrible pain and suffering our sins inflicted upon others, and the great suffering that it has caused to the human soul, separated from the source of life itself. In pain and in agony, the God-made man dies for us. And because of this, most of my ministry as a priest gives thanks for this day. For Good Friday is the most essential mystery we celebrate. It is this sacrifice of Christ on the cross that we offer at the Mass. It is the suffering of Christ that encounters the human suffering in the hospital and in the tears of abandonment by others. It is the death of Christ that experiences the same sorrow and pain at the death of a loved one. It is this day that calls sinners to repentance. The prophet Isaiah in the first reading writes, "And who would have ever thought any more of his destiny when he was cut off from the land of the living and smitten for the sins of his people? Is there any more than this, death and sorrow, abandonment and sin? Will the dead rise, and will there be life?" The sacred author continues, "Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many." This is the most important mystery because of the hope that it brings. The dead will rise as Christ rose, the downcast will find joy, the sinner will find repentance. The darkness of this day gives light to the dawning of a new day, and from the darkness of Good Friday, the dawning of Easter Sunday is at hand. But that's tomorrow. Now this day, in humility and in profound gratitude, do we adore a Savior who has won for us so great a hope. La pasión dolorosa del Señor Jesús suscita necesariamente piedad hasta en los corazones más duros, ya que es el culmen de la revelación del amor de Dios por cada uno de nosotros. Observe San Juan, tanto amó Dios al mundo que entregó a su Hijo único para que no perezca ninguno de los que creen en él, sino que tengan vida eterna. Cristo murió en la cruz por amor. A lo largo de los milenios, muchedumbre de hombres y mujeres han quedado sucedidos por este misterio y le han seguido, haciendo al mismo tiempo de su vida un don a los hermanos, como él y gracias a su ayuda. Son los santos y los mártires, muchos de los cuales no son desconocidos. También en nuestro tiempo, ¿cuántas personas en el silencio de su existencia cotidiana unen sus sufrimientos a los del crucificado y se convierten en apóstoles de una auténtica renovación espiritual? ¿Qué sería del hombre sin Cristo?